Wisconsin's a state with a rapidly growing elderly population. By the year 2034, it's projected those 85 years and older will increase 28%. Who will care for them? Asked Robin Stone. She's with the Institute for the Future of Aging Services. By the year 2030, she says the competition for caregivers in Wisconsin will be intense. Stone says the workforce isn't growing as fast as those they'll care for.
Which means that at the same time that we're seeing an aging population, we're going to have less of a workforce potentially available. So that raises questions around who's going to provide care, how do we use people more efficiently.
The age of those giving and receiving care isn't the only concern. Stone says nursing homes are also getting older.
Another thing that's clearly the case in Wisconsin is the aging of the nursing home buildings. At an average of 32 years old, we are going to have to deal with the capital issues around nursing homes, even as we try to downsize them.
Stone says decision makers need to be aware of the trends and start planning to take care of Wisconsin's burgeoning elderly population in the future.
The message is it can cost a lot and it will cost a lot. I don't think we can put our head in the sands around that. I do think there is potential for much more efficiency.
Wisconsin has 400 nursing homes. Just over half are for profit. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.